in the shareholders' agreement that the company must fulfill. These conditions are corrective steps. CPs are a list of action points that the company must do before the money is transferred. CS includes a list of action items that need to be completed 30 to 45 days after the money is in the bank. Generally, angel stage DD is not at all exhaustive, like the Series A. The company has very little data to share during the angel round, but by Series A, the company has clients, employees, operating history, and this is where DD starts becoming quite intensive. Use the fund-enabled DD checklist and follow three steps to prepare for due diligence. Remember, your objective should be to become due diligence ready. Let's start by understanding what exactly is due diligence and where there is a need for doing due diligence. By now, the investor is convinced with investing in your venture and has already signed a term sheet. But what about evaluating a deal from legal and compliance perspective? Due diligence is evaluation of the company from a legal and compliance lens. And why is this important? Non-compliance, mistakes, and no documentation can lead to hidden liabilities. For example, if Provident Fund-related compliance is applicable on your company and you haven't done it, then it can lead to penalties and liabilities. One objective of the due diligence exercise is also to verify the facts mentioned during pitching and investor evaluation process. Details about revenue, cost, margin, customers, etc. are verified. The ultimate goal of this exercise is to figure out, is this a good deal or a costly mistake? DD is undertaken by an investor-appointed law firm and an accounting firm. So what all is checked? The exercise looks into four major risk areas: compliance, legal, finance, HR, and intellectual property. Let's go through each of these items one by one. There are several rules, regulations, and filings related to